producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
How do you do? Doug Steffen and the Good Day Program, Wednesday, February the 3rd. At the controls is Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen is about to dig into something that I'm sort of tired of digging into, frankly, the Zika virus. If you're a pregnant woman, you probably are. If you're a woman of age, that is someone who is interested in getting pregnant, perhaps you are. It's been sexually transmitted between two people in the U.S., according to a report by the Dallas County Health and Human Services Department. So, as this thing becomes more and more front and center, it seems to be taking a lot of oxygen out of the air in conversation. Let's get some background information. Let's go to a reporter in Dallas named Sonia Azad, who explains what is known about this first of its kind case in the United States.
First of all, we want to stress that the Zika virus is not deadly, but it has been linked to birth defects. So in this Dallas County case, the CDC says there was no risk of a developing fetus, to a developing fetus. Still, it's very significant. It's the first time a virus has been sexually transmitted in the United States by a non-traveler. Now, according to the Dallas County Health Department, the person who is infected here, one of them, contracted the virus from a sexual partner who recently traveled to Venezuela. Scientists are still investigating whether this is transmitted through blood or semen. And the reason we're telling you that is because it would mean two very different things. Meantime, experts and doctors say protect yourself from mosquitoes. Don't travel to the affected areas in Central or South America, Mexico, or the Caribbean if you're pregnant or if you're trying to get pregnant in the next few months. And if your sexual partner travels to or has traveled to any of those countries, use protection upon their return.
All right, so take a deep breath here, and let's understand the circumstances, how what we're getting is information that's it's arrived upon in a rather interesting way. I think the fact that someone would have discovered this at this point intrigues me a bit. Here is let's see, we got two ladies hosting a radio program, one Jennifer Copeland, the other is Hillary Powell, talking about what those of you who want to be safe, some people aren't going to care one way or another, but most people, again, who are of age, people are going to engage in sexual activity. So what do you do to stay safe?
There are some things you can do to keep your home safe.
That's right. The St. Joseph County Health Department says the virus is spread by Aedes mosquitoes. Those are not likely to be here in our area, but experts say whether you're at home or traveling abroad, the best way to prevent problems is to not get bitten. You need to have a protection plan, they say. Check your home and surroundings for places mosquitoes like to lay eggs. Now, that can include stagnant water. Even a thimbleful of water is enough to attract the bugs. Environmental experts I spoke to say, take time before mosquito season starts now to arm your home.
Repairing screens, emptying out any water containers, cleaning out your gutters, just making sure that your property is at least not raising mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes are everywhere where there are, not all over the country, but in many areas of the country, if not most of the areas of the country, that have standing pools of water if it's warm enough for the eggs to hatch. That would be in New England, for example, from May on until the first frost. If there is frost, these things do not survive. So if it's cold, you're not going to have a problem with mosquitoes at all. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Plenty of Twitter input. People who either discount this, think it's foolish, think the news media is overdoing it, to those who are seriously concerned. Either all of those things is a really broad swath there. Help yourself. This hour of the program is aimed at giving you some in-depth information about conversationally what is going on, what people are talking about. And this this reporter, a lady named Corinne Zell, talking to some local doctors in Wisconsin who have assured their audience that they have nothing to worry about with this virus in the state at this point.
If you get the Zika virus, you might not even realize you have it.
This is not Ebola. This is a mild viral illness, like a cold.
Dr. Peter Havens is a professor of pediatrics at the Medical College of Wisconsin and specializes in infectious diseases at Children's Hospital. He says being infected in Wisconsin during winter is impossible, and even when it gets hot, it's rare.
To have Zika transmitted by Wisconsin mosquitoes, you would have to get enough people with Zika in Wisconsin that they would get bitten by mosquitoes. And then you'd have a lot of mosquitoes with Zika in it, and they would have to go bite other people.
The CDC is recommending pregnant women avoid traveling to areas infected with Zika.
So that's from mothers who got infected usually in the first part of their pregnancy. And there's still a lot of controversy about how much of that is related to Zika virus infection itself or related to other issues.
888-302-3684. So the bottom line here is, so I can make it very clear, if you have cold weather, and I'm wondering, that especially in Dallas where there are a lot of people who are all worked up about this, there has been frost there, and there will be frost. It'll continue to get cold. They are cold enough to be below 32. These things can't survive. When it gets above that, yeah, maybe there is a circumstance. But remember, in Dallas, this was transmitted by sexual contact. If you're in Central America, obviously it's warm. Anything around the equator, not only in South America, but in any area of the world where it is warm and humid, this is likely to exist. But nobody's going to die from it. It's going to affect you if you are pregnant. Not if you are pregnant, but I guess it's, from what I'm gathering, if you become pregnant while this is in your body and it lasts in your body for a week to 10 days. That's what I'm thinking I'm hearing from all the conversation that's been on this program. This program is called the Doug Stephan Good Day Program, and it's 14 past the hour.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitor promos or sales. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Implants may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings through 1-818 after pay. Full amount. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See Plenty.com/terms for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken, and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Feature availability varies by product and platform.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, we have 17 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The focus here in this part of the program is this Zika virus. Here's Dr. Bernard Schwartzlander, who works for the World Health Organization. You hear it referred to as WHO, explaining what they are recommending for protection against this virus.
When we know how to control mosquito populations, and there's many things that can be done, and we have to do more effectively, and we have to work together to make sure that we control, we push back the mosquitoes itself. The second, of course, is, and as it's been mentioned already, it's very important that we make sure that anybody who may be living or exposed to the mosquitoes has the knowledge and has the means to protect themselves. And there's very simple matters which are very, very effective. I mean, just wear long sleeves, for example. Right. And mosquitoes don't get to the skin, have access to effective repellents that actually keep the mosquitoes away, and with the mosquitoes also the virus. So these are the things that we have to focus on now, and we can do a lot, especially also in places like China, where we have seen regular outbreaks with dengue virus, which is the same mosquitoes, and make sure that we push back the mosquitoes, and we have the population with the knowledge and the means to protect themselves.
All right, so here's what's being reflected here in this country by some, and there may be some merit to this. Mike is on My Pirate Radio, thinks the government is using this virus to force us to get more vaccinations so they can control us more.
When this virus first came out, we had pharmaceutical companies saying, hey, we're going to have a vaccine out in 2 years. This past Friday, we had another pharmaceutical company saying, calm down, guys, we'll have a vaccine out in 8 months. You can bet your ass now that the Zika virus is here in the United States that they will have a vaccine out, and it will be out by the summer. We have morons that are commenting on these articles saying, oh, thank the Lord for the government. They care about us. They're going to get us a vaccine hopefully soon. You know they're going to get you a vaccine hopefully soon, and the fact of the matter is they are vaccinating your children because they don't want future generations to be able to think for themselves. The New World Order wants your kids to be born retarded. They want them to be born with autism. God forbid your kids can tell the difference between right and wrong. This is why these vaccines are being pushed, and it's absolutely sickening.
All right, who buys that? Here's another report. Jamaica has its first confirmed report of Zika. That happened over the weekend. 4-year-old child initially developed symptoms in the middle of January, and the infection was confirmed last week. Stories citing the Jamaican Health Ministry saying the child acquired the infection while in Texas. Allison, Facebook.com/good day, writes, is the Zika virus really something to worry about? You get sick for no more than a week, then it goes away, right? Not even lethal. I don't think we ought to be freaking out at all. Common cold has no cure. It transmits very easily from person to person. Like Zika is for Brazil, the cold is an epidemic in the United States, but no one freaks out about that. John writes, we have to stop the Zika virus before it explodes here. We can't have a bunch of babies born with small brains. There are too many Democrats already. Mark writes, how soon until the Brazil Olympics are canceled? Food for thought from Good Day at 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Steffen's Good Day Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us, focusing on all the good bacteria that hopefully you have. And if you don't have it, are you talking, do you explain probiotics and how to get the survival of the survival of the fittest there, the best of the best bacteria?
Actually, we kind of shoot down the survival of the fittest idea. We don't die because we have a disease. We get diseases because we're dying. A part of our body is dying, and it goes to the gut, which actually works in the much more in the sense of a community. I don't really buy into the survival of the fittest stuff. Every bug that comes into our body has been invited. I mean, there's some job it needs for us that we need for it to do, and so every cold we get, every virus, every flu we get, in most cases, is necessary, because these things come as cleansers. They come as purgers. They come and remove something from the body that, if it was left behind, would cause something far more serious, far more
terrible. You're talking about a cold. Somebody
colds.
Excuse me. Gets a cold.
Yeah.
And then, so explain how that works, because I'm not sure people understand what you're saying.
Well, the body has invited these things in. The body is a much more complex mechanism than we sometimes give it credit. And it knows what it's doing. And when we have a healthy gut, the gut is a sifting process that separates us from the dangers of nature and invites into us the good things of nature. And again, it comes down to the health of the gut. And when the gut's, you know, not doing its job, that's when the dying process begins. As I said there at the beginning, we don't die because we have a disease. It wasn't the disease that was killing us. It was.
I know, it sounds like you're talking in rhyme, I think we have to be more explicit about what you're saying. Maybe we can use the Zika virus as an example.
Yeah, good example. One reason why the Zika virus is spreading so explosively in our hemisphere, in the Western Hemisphere, is because it hasn't been here, and there's no natural immunity to it. So, you know, anytime we get a viral infection, our own immune system will start to work on it and build antibodies for it. Nobody's got any antibodies in this hemisphere. So that's why it's just going like a flood across humanity as far as South America is concerned. In fact, it's in Mexico now. They're concerned about it getting up here, obviously. But it's rapid spread that has caught so much attention because we do not have natural immunity. And once that immunity develops, then there's no problem anymore.
Yeah. All right. So, Ben, how do you develop an immunity to it? You've heard all the warnings against going to the Olympic Games, pregnant women, stay home.
Right. Well, the only way you get immunity is you have to get it. You have to be infected by it. It causes cramping. It causes a skin rash. It causes some gastric distress. And now they're saying we don't really see that positive link between Zika virus and birth defects. We think there's a possibility, but we're not really sure there is. So, again, the reason why this has caught so much attention is because it's spreading so rapidly. It's spreading so rapidly because we don't have antibodies. If we are healthy, you probably will get it and you won't even know it. There's a lot of people who pick up viral infections all the time. Exactly. It comes back to the immune system. Someone walks into the office or the school and they're sick. Everybody got exposed to it, but not everybody's going to show symptoms. Not everybody's going to be showing any kind of sickness because of that inherent strength within themselves.
My grandson had a cold. Everybody in the family got a cold except me. And why is that? Because I have a healthy immune system. Not to say that my daughter doesn't, but it obviously isn't. She's exposed to it more because I'm not around it more than an hour or two at a time. But still, I could feel myself get a little bit of a sniffle, and then I managed to work it out. So that's sort of the immune system and the business of good bacteria helping and enhancing the immune system. That's really kind of what you're talking about, I think, is it not?
Precisely. Precisely.
Okay. There's a new, you have a new thyroid product. And you can't come up with a name for it. Go to forbiddendoctor.com/thyroid.
No contest.
Forward slash contest. And name the thyroid product.
And we have some good prizes. Yeah, we got some good prizes.
Explain there at forbiddendoctor.com.
Boost your confidence that you've sold your crop at the right price. One technique for that today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Windsor, Illinois farmer Matt Bennett knows when he sells a crop whether he's making a profit, because he knows how much every bushel costs to produce.
I don't know what the markets are going to do. You know, nobody knows what the markets are going to do. We can formulate an opinion based upon the information we know, but the number one thing I preach on is knowing your cost of production, because for several years in a row, we didn't need to know our cost of production. We could market at the worst time of the year and make money. But right now, market at the best time of the year, and we might break even in some situations. So we have to be a little bit better students of the market. We have to be better businessmen, and one of those ways we can do that is know the cost of production.
You can learn more at channel.com. Again, that's channel.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Oh, you know it was a good thing. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea.
Now 33 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Kara is at the controls, and she's working through a lot of the information, sifting through info that I have for you. We have collectively joined consciousnesses, maybe. The death penalty and its implications for our society, once again underscored with the execution of Brandon Astor Jones. He spent 37 years on death row for murdering a convenience store manager during an armed robbery. He was executed last night. What does that say about our system? Maybe more to the point, Florida, the Supreme Court there, has put an upcoming execution on hold after all of these arguments have been presented to the Supreme Court. The order came hours after the state court heard arguments over the effect of the Supreme Court ruling against Florida's death sentencing law. So at least two or three states, the state of Georgia, the state of Florida, the state of Oregon, the state of Texas, all debating and discussing this. This is a national conversation. Let's dig into the weeds a little bit here, because the execution on hold in Florida is because the state Supreme Court is considering arguments over the status of the law. The Supreme Court ruled against Florida's death sentencing scheme last month. The ruling was brought about because of limiting juries to an advisory role when sentencing individuals to death, which the court ruled is a violation of the Sixth Amendment. You feel strongly about this one way or the other? One way is it your state illegal? The death penalty has very limited application, in my opinion, that is of value. It basically is a way to have vengeance. If a crime is heinous, so you, let's look back to this fellow who was executed 37 years after he committed the crime, the armed robbery, convenience store manager, shot. So why did it take 37 years? Because we have in our mind that this is wrong. And the appeals that are set in place continue to work. Georgia's, and I say this lovingly, not exactly the most progressive state in the country. And when I say that, I mean this is the kind of place where the mindset is, let's kill them if they've done something like that. Or many people believe, and maybe there's more rationale to this than anything else, that whatever they did should be inflicted upon them. Whatever crime they committed and however they executed someone during the commission of that crime is what should be done to them, and it should be done swiftly. Then maybe there is some effect, but because we are better than that, so we think, we don't like that scenario, and so we recoil against it and have decided as a society, for the most part, we don't want to use the death penalty. Here's reporter Phil Keating, who has the details from the Supreme Court ruling, which was actually put forth, I think it's been a couple of weeks now.
Writing for the 8-1 majority, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said Florida's death penalty process violates the Sixth Amendment because it gives that ultimate final death or life call to one person, the judge, not the jury of peers. Just like Alabama and in Delaware, Florida also allows for a non-unanimous jury to recommend death row for a killer, but only Florida's process makes that jury decision a recommendation, giving the judge the final say. Right now, 27 states have the death penalty. 19 states don't. 4 states currently have governor-imposed moratoriums. Now, for the families of these Florida murder victims, suddenly what they thought was justice won, all now in doubt.
It's a complete disaster. You know, I thought this matter was closed. Now here we go again.
Now, with Florida's system, a judge could, and in fact did, 80% of the time send a murderer to death row, even though the jury was not unanimous.
See, the problem I have with this is that oftentimes we have found, especially now that we have more technical access to the data and information, that convictions are wrong. And that's not a chance to take, I don't think, if you're putting the wrong person to death. I remember George Bush once said, well, if you get most of it right, it's okay. I don't believe that at all. Here's reporter Carson Chambers talking about the latest here as the Florida the state Supreme Court tries to figure out how to change their law and what happens to the many cases that have already been decided while those on the state's death row have a temporary reprieve now.
Right now, death penalty trials here in Hillsborough County and across Tampa Bay are sort of in limbo while state legislators rush to change the law. And also, we know the big question is tonight, were whether more capital cases that have already been decided are going to be affected.
Quite frankly, the whole death penalty process is a mess. We don't know what to do, particularly here in Florida.
Florida was set to execute death row inmate Carrie Lambricks in just a matter of days. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in and granted a stay.
It's an interesting issue. The question is what did their jury determine? If their jury was unanimous, then their death penalty may survive constitutional scrutiny and not be overturned by the Supreme Court. If their jury was 7-5, 8-4 for death, and the judge imposed it, then we might have a situation where the Supreme Court says no.
Today, the Florida Supreme Court heard from Lambricks' attorney. He argues since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Florida's death penalty process unconstitutional, his sentence should be commuted to life.
We've got, although he committed 2 murders, we've got an 8-4 jury recommendation. 2 more jurors voting for life, he would have had life.
888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday, Florida, and the death penalty, or the death penalty in general. This isn't something unique to Florida, by the way. This is from our affiliate, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. Talk host Alan Ludell here having a conversation with Widener law professor Judy Ritter about something similar that's going on in the state of Delaware.
the High Court in Delaware is essentially reviewing the applicability of Delaware's law against two recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings?
Yes. Mostly the Supreme Court ruling from last week, Hearst versus Florida, that struck down Florida's death penalty on grounds that it was unconstitutional, and there are similarities between Florida's death penalty and Delaware's death penalty, and so the Superior Court judges who have cases that are coming up before them, capital cases, have asked the Supreme Court of Delaware to give them their opinion about whether there needs to be some changes in Delaware's law.
But in a way, isn't it kind of theoretical in that judges in Delaware have decided, given the legal environment, not to kind of pose as the final arbiter of these cases?
Right. And actually, the Delaware Supreme Court needn't be the final arbiter either, because there's no reason to think that it's not possible that the U.S. Supreme Court could review a case. But it's prudent, I think, of the Superior Court, the trial judges, to ask the Delaware Supreme Court for their opinion about whether, in light of Hearst, which was decided last week, there's a problem in Delaware that needs to be addressed.
All right. What about you? 888-302-3684. This is a popular subject now in conversation radio, so let me present to you a couple of different scenarios. Here are two talk radio callers who are against the concept of the death penalty, period.
What I can't hardly support, being conservative, is the cost. The cost of putting one person, you know, to death, and the legal system, it's become a business.
I worked in the penal system, and I noticed the inconsistencies of sentences by judges. So that's why I'm against capital punishment.
Every time we put to death somebody, something happens to our nation, and we diminish, I believe, our moral strength by seeking vengeance more than justice.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that, in my opinion. Here are two callers that are in favor of the death penalty.
I believe that when a person, man or a woman, abuses and rapes and kills a child, I think they need cruel and unusual punishment. I think they need to be put to death. And I think any person that kills a police officer should be put to death. I don't think they should wait 30 years or 10 years. I think they ought to get rid of them, send them back to where they belong.
When you take a life, you need to pay for it with your life. So I think all this other talk about racism or whatever it is, I believe that if you take a life, you owe your life.
Okay, and I don't know that I disagree with that, but let's make sure that we actually are right, and we all know that the system in many instances, too many instances, is corrupt or corruptible. Here is Stephen, who writes on Twitter, "I only ask one question. Can you guarantee 100% that no innocent people will be executed? With the number of recent cases where DNA evidence has exonerated people on death row, I don't think you can." And see, that's where I am as well. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Warren writes, "What does it help to keep somebody just because they killed somebody else? It's just more violence." And there's a lot to be said for that argument. Meg writes, "A stupid decision by the Supreme Court. It doesn't give the families of the ones who were killed any justice whatsoever." Is justice in the form of death? Is that some people think, you've heard a couple of callers here, think that's the only way to get it? 44 past the hour on the Good Day program. Bill Cosby's case up next here.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with a flame grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
One of the most strongly rated hours of the program is this hour, the Good Day Show, because we're digging around. There are a lot of people that are eligible for our ears as they travel to and from work. Hello, and welcome to Good Day. The Bill Cosby case in conversation mode once again. A judge yesterday ordered Bill Cosby to give a second deposition in a L.A. sexual assault lawsuit filed by a woman who's accusing him of sexually assaulting her when she was 15. Here's Michael Sisak from the AP explaining what happened in court yesterday.
Bill Cosby at times looked like he was engaged, focusing on the witness stand and pivoting his head as if he was watching a tennis match as the prosecutor or his defense attorney asked questions. Today's hearing was about the word of a former prosecutor against his successors. That prosecutor, Bruce Castor, says he agreed not to prosecute Cosby for that 2005 case so that he could testify in a civil lawsuit pending on the same matter. The issue here comes down to a press release that was sent out by Bruce Castor, the former prosecutor. He claims that that is the only written communication documentation that he reached a decision not to prosecute Bill Cosby. There's nothing filed in this courthouse. There's nothing signed by a judge. There's nothing signed by attorneys. The current prosecutors who filed charges late last year against Cosby, they say that that agreement doesn't exist, isn't binding, and shouldn't stop them from prosecuting Bill Cosby for the alleged sexual assault back in 2004. Cosby's lawyers want the case dismissed. They say that the agreement allowed Cosby to testify at that civil hearing. And by testifying, he revealed things that could be used to incriminate him or be used against him in that criminal trial. Bruce Castor's testimony took up all 8 hours of testimony today. We expect that there may be more witnesses, there may be closing arguments, and then the judge says he will make a ruling. And this ruling is critical because if he sides with Cosby's attorneys, this case against Bill Cosby could be tossed out.
And, of course, that's what they want. So what do you think? Comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Warning the folks listening in Amarillo today and in Frederick, Maryland. This is the Good Day program. Savannah, hello. Springfield, Missouri, nice to have you on board with us. All the folks listening around in the various parts of West Virginia, we have unleashed the Good Day program for you. In Minnesota, how do you do? Sarasota, folks in northern Michigan checking in. I'm looking at Danbury, Connecticut, and Mobile, Alabama. Hello. I feel like I'm Larry King. Mobile, hello. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Somebody call for a doctor. I think I'm sick. Ain't had my medicine in over a week.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken and I do a weekend program called Good Day Health. You can call us at 888-553-7536 on Saturdays or send email to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. You have questions for Dr. Ken. Meanwhile, our question for you at the moment, Dr. Ken, is about the Zika virus and who it's affecting. There are a lot of people in the news media trying to stir this pot and scare everybody. So what are you finding in your medical sources?
Well, the usually staid World Health Organization is stirring the pot, and that's why the media is all worked up.
The media is all worked up because they want to scare everybody, no matter what the World Health Organization. It's a great chance to scare everybody.
Well, the Zika virus is now spreading explosively around the Americas, according to the director of the World Health Organization. In a recent press conference, Doug, the CDC has added two more distinctions, the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Dominican Republic. These are places that pregnant women may want to avoid due to potential infection with the Zika virus. Since last May, 23 countries and territories in the Americas have reported cases of mosquito-borne Zika, which is linked to a brain disorder called microcephaly. Babies with the condition have abnormally small heads, resulting in developmental issues and, in some cases, death. Do you want me to list all the 21 countries also that have been listed? Or?
No.
Okay.
I think what we need to get to is what impact can it have? One of the things that is troubling to me is, as we recognize who comes into this country illegally and where they come from, how you police this, because...
The good thing is that you can't get this from another person. It's not contagious.
No, you got to have a mosquito bite.
You have to have a mosquito bite. It's not yet clear whether it's clean, transmitted.
What I heard somebody say yesterday, if the mosquito, let's say another kind of mosquito bites you and gets, if you have the Zika virus and a mosquito that doesn't have it bites you, then that mosquito will have the virus and bite somebody else and that person gets it.
That is possible.
Stretch.
It's not the common way, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we really need to take away from this? I mean, how many people in America are really going to be in danger, really?
Well, if you're traveling to one of these 23 or so countries and you're pregnant or want to get pregnant, it's very serious.
Mm-hmm. If you get hit, if you get stung by a mosquito.
Well, you go to Brazil, it's a big deal there.
Yeah. All right.
3,000 kids already have got this, and the children die. It's really sad.
Well, all right. But again, I think that's a perspective we got to have. I just don't want people to go off half-cocked.
The problem is it's so new, and fortunately there's now some momentum to get a vaccine and to get some specific treatment, and that's where I think it is right now.
All right. How does it take to get a vaccine for something like this?
Well, it depends. We're still trying on AIDS, and some viruses are very quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's unpredictable.
All right. Let's talk about eating well with no sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health, is it not? So when you need extra energy without added sugar and chemicals, what do you reach for? Ken's going to tell you about Super Beets and why you should be reaching for Super Beets.
Well, you can't have absolutely good health unless the level of nitric oxide in your body is adequate. This is the third gas in the body. Nobel Prize winning research in 1998 for the discovery of nitric oxide. This is the gas the red blood cells carry along with oxygen. The red blood cell releases it. The circulation opens up like a garage door opener. And then the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen. Your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. And the folks at Neogenes have provided two products to help your body make it. Because as you get a little older, your ability declines. And the folks at Neogenes provide these dietary nitrates to help your body make it. Two products. Neo 40 helps increase your tank so you have enough nitric oxide and get that saliva test to see where your levels are. And then if you need a boost to get the nitric oxide level up, you're working out or you're going to look for those caffeine or energy drinks, instead go for the Super Beets and get that boost of energy in the middle of the day.
All right, take Dr. Ken's advice. Call now, 800-655-4183. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply on top of the 3 months that you pay for. So you get 4 months for the price of three. 800-655-4183. Man, is this great for your circulation and blood pressure. 800-655-4183.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.